Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with The Catch Up.
What's happened in Manchester has left me incredibly shaken for reasons you're going to hear as you keep listening.
And we also threw it over to Perth because sometimes you just need to talk, and talking is probably what people need to do more of.
And Bonnie Tyler is in Perth for her greatest hits show.
May we be the first to say turn around, bright eyes.
That means we chatted to her.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
It was about 2 o'clock. In the morning this morning, and we'd covered the story for 3 hours on the air, and then everything off the air as well. And safe to say, I felt pretty emotionally drained.
You seem it now.
But at the same time, couldn't really sleep. And I find when I get in that sort of way and in that feeling, I find it best to sort of write down how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And I did, and I'm going to read that out now. I'm going to read what I wrote because... kind of in a way to tell the people who might be feeling the same way that I think it's okay to feel this way.
Well, a lot of people would never dream of writing it down, but
right.
Wouldn't know that it's probably a good idea. So what have you got?
So yesterday was really emotionally draining, and I don't mean to trivialise the deaths or what families directly involved in that tragedy are going through, but all I can talk about is how it's hit me here on the other side of the world. I got home and I picked up my little girl, Mila, and I held her tight, and... I thought about the bright future that my wife and I are hoping that she'll have, and the moments both high and low that we'll share the joy of or support her through. And I thought about how much this animal has taken away from people who will no longer be able to share the same. The children who are too young to be exposed to what happened, and the parents who have had everything taken away from them. We've been exposed to this on a world stage since 9/11. And I want so badly to join the chorus of people saying, "You won't win," to the terrorists. But for the first time, I genuinely feel scared. I feel scared for my daughter, and I feel scared for my family. There's something different about this one, where it took place and whom it affected, being at something like an Ariana Grande concert, that has made me feel like this could happen anywhere. I mentioned yesterday off the air to you that if I'd picked up Bruno Mars tickets or something, I reckon I would have thrown them in the bin because I just don't feel safe at the moment. This attack happened at an arena concert attended by girls with an average age of 12 to 20. And whilst my daughter Mila is only just about to hit one, this really has happened in a setting where it could have happened to anyone. It feels like that could have been any concert in any city, killing any 22 innocent children and injuring any 59 innocent bystanders. And for me, it's just hit me a little too close to home. I want to be brave and dismiss the terror and send a message back to our freedom and liberty will not be broken. But I also just want to pick up my family and go and find a bunker somewhere out in the middle of nowhere and lock them away and just say it's going to be all right and put them somewhere safe, because right now I just really feel like our world is broken. I have to put on a brave face for my little girl and for my family, and we have to support each other. But I just wanted to talk about this because I want you listening to know that if you're feeling scared, you're not the only one.
Wow. I've never considered how, I mean, this sounds very much like a reaction of someone who's had a baby, you know, recently.
It is.
And it's almost like now you've got to take on that for two people.
Yeah.
It's like you were saying before, you would react as I tend to in saying I will still go to things if, you know, if we don't, they've won. It's okay to do that when it's just you, but I imagine when you have a baby who's completely dependent on you, you can't. You're trying to make the decision for them as well.
You're thinking about everybody else, and the thing is, like when I go out and I might go and visit a school to do a talk, or you might go out to a shopping center or something like that, and we see little children, my wife and I, walking around. You see, like I see my daughter on all of their faces. You know what I mean? And when I saw the pictures of that concert last night, I saw my daughter on the faces of those kids, and that broke me apart.
Wow.
So I just wanted to share this because I feel like it's something that we're not meant to say because they win, but I think it's important to say it.
I think we should say what we're feeling always about this situation. It's another part of it.
I read out a piece that I wrote at about 2 o'clock this morning, just reflecting on the Manchester attack.
And how it's rocked you, especially as being a new parent.
Yeah, because on all of the faces of those kids that I saw in those videos, I saw my daughter who's about to turn one.
Mm.
And it just feels you know, being an Ariana Grande concert, somebody we talk about every day, it just feels too familiar.
You said it took that to, you know, make you feel that way. It took you saying that for me to actually register the fact that, of course, it is different for when you're a parent because you are having a reaction for two people. I mean, I've met parents before. It's not like I'm unfamiliar with them. But, yeah, it's all very well to be gung-ho and, you know, if I don't go, they've won, that sort of thing.
But
you're not a parent.
Right, but that's the constant message, isn't it? You know, it's you know, if we're scared, they win.
Mm.
But at the same time, like, it just made me feel like, you know, I don't think it's wrong to be able to put your hand up and say we live in a real scary world at the moment.
Of course, yeah. And it's all very well to say, you know, rah, rah, I'm still going. But those people last night could have thought that too. And that's the last place they would have, you know, you say that until you're actually involved in
exactly.
something.
Which is why we're just having an open chat about it. Just want to know, you know, talk about how you feel. Perth, 1333-53. We've got Gemma in Kensington. Hello.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Lisa. How are you going?
Hello.
Good. So talk to us, Jen.
Yes. The reason it sort of resonated with me, I've got a daughter. She's turning 8 next Friday.
Mm.
And I took her to see her first concert in November last year when Delta Goodrum was in Perth.
Yeah.
And it just all sort of, the little girl looked similar to my daughter. It was just all very, you know, close to home. And I thought, geez, you know, it takes away the innocence of children.
Right.
It's just a horrible thing for people to have to go through. And I could resonate with what mum, you know, Pete was saying and all the things he said. I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
It's one of those places where you just feel like, you know, it's such an, I don't know, for me, it's just such an innocent place, you know, and it's innocent people. It's kids
so
going to see.
So many waiting for their kids
exactly.
outside. You
exactly.
know, they felt they could send them in there. It would be fine.
You know?
Yeah. And for me, music is like my happy place. I go to lots of concerts and my friends tease me because everyone that comes to Perth, are you going to them? Are you going to them? And usually I am.
You'll tease them for not going. And a girl's
and
first concert
stop doing that.
Is amazing. An amazing
exactly.
experience.
And she had such a, she was just glued to the whole thing. She was taking in. And it's probably what I remember from when I was smaller and went to a concert, like the whole atmosphere, the people around you, the sound, everything. You just take it all in and it's just an amazing experience. And for those kids, even, I mean, obviously it's very awesomely sad that those little people lost their lives, but then you think about the poor other ones that were injured and hurt, and that's
future
going to tarnish their memories
ruined,
of tarnish their memories of things going forward too. And it shouldn't be like that.
No,
I mean, my childhood wasn't like that, and I just feel, you know, totally sad for those kids. It's just, and parents and all of them, it's just horrible.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you very much, guys.
We got Craig in Baldivis. How are you feeling about it, mate?
Hey, Pete. Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Can I firstly say, Pete, love and blessings to you, brother.
Thanks, mate. Same to
you. The way that, you know, you've got your feelings across. I've got an 8-year-old daughter. I go out and shoot photography, so concerts and gigs all the time. So you see these faces of kids and that sort of thing. So, you know, going home last night after, you know, hearing it through the news and that sort of thing, you're right, I grab my kids and that sort of thing. I've got a 17-year-old daughter who's been going to concerts pretty much for the last 9 years.
Yep.
And, you know, it just leaves you empty sometimes to think that the humanity, you know, that one person can do this to another.
At a loss
It is. But the really good thing is that as I said at the start, Pete, you know, getting your emotions, you're becoming in a relationship with your feelings is what all men should do.
Yeah.
Or people, really. You know, can I just say, it's silly that you either of you should have to apologise for talking, because talking is something that I would always encourage people to do more of, and maybe certain people in the world wouldn't be in this situation of ending up where they are ending up and then blowing themselves up, you know, at concerts and things if there was more talking.
Yeah.
You're totally right. You know, if everyone was in a relationship with their emotions and understood their emotions, understood the sad, you know, understood the shame, understood the anger, and knew where it was coming from, and was able to talk within their circle, you know, friends or other men. And I can only speak for men because I'm a man myself.
Yeah, of course.
You know, the world would be such a greater place. Now, I'm not talking denominational, you know, circles. I'm talking talking men talking to men.
Yeah, just in general. And it's so funny, mate. I don't know. I feel even more these days like there's no right or wrong answers when it comes to that sort of stuff. It's just get it out there, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. So again, my love to you. My love to you, Pete. Thanks for your sharing it.
You too, Craig. See ya.
Appreciate the call, mate. Thank you. We got Kylie and Freya. We'll take one more here. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, I'm getting all emotional.
Yeah.
I've lost a child.
Oh.
And I know what it's like to have that child taken from you.
Yep.
There's nothing more horrific than taking the lives of innocent children. Nothing. And our kids look to us as their parents to protect them and keep them safe from anything in their world. And if we can't do that, what hope are these little boys and girls got?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I mean...
I sat and watched it last night with my 9-year-old. He's the youngest. We have 6 children.
Mm.
He's the youngest. And he just kept tutting at the screen and saying to me, Mum, why?
Exactly.
Why do people do this?
Why is the question? We can't answer them because we don't know. You can't rationalise about something that's so irrational and it's been going on for 16 years now that's sort of at this level. What?
Well, my daughter just recently, she's been doing extra shifts at work so she could get some Ed Sheeran tickets, and she's planning on taking her dad. And she's 14, and my son said, Mum, what if that happens to her?
Oh, see, it should be an exciting time working extra to go see Ed Sheeran. Talking about it for months at school beforehand.
That's just the thing. I mean, and these, it's just too young. Like, those kids at that concert are too young. The ones who have been killed, the ones who have been injured, and the ones who will have that memory associated with something that should just be so full of joy for the rest of their life. That isn't a memory that a child should have ever.
My 9-year-old summed it up. He said, Mum, there must have been something really wrong in their lives for them to end up like that.
He's spot on. Yep.
Kylie, thank you.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Thank you so much for your call, and thanks for being brave enough to share your story. Yeah?
Thank you.
What I wrote, Dan, the internet has been kind enough to actually pop up on the Mix Facebook page and at mix.com.au if you want to go and have a look, if you're feeling the same way. But appreciate your calls. And for you listening who couldn't get through, appreciate you listening as well.
Whenever you want to sort of say what you're thinking, you'll probably find it is well received by, you know, you'll know who to say it to. Talk more, people.
Yeah, we've got good listeners here in Perth.
Hello.
How are you?
I am very excited and very looking forward to the gig, Perth. We're ready to rock you.
Absolutely. Excellent. Well, tell us about how it is exactly you're going to rock us on your greatest hits tour at Crown Theatre.
Well, I got an awesome band that have been with me for over 20-odd years. And, the old songs everybody loves to sing along with, and I never get tired of singing them either, you know. We just have a good time on stage, you know, and it gets infectious then. People just like to have Paddy sing along with us, and it's just great.
Well, speaking of singing along, let's get straight to this. Total Eclipse of the Heart. That is one of collectively Australia's absolute favourite songs, no matter what your age or your musical taste. We love it. What's the story behind your coming to do that track?
Well, when I changed record companies in the 80s, I wanted to work with whoever Meatloaf was working with, because I heard him on the old Grey Whistle Test, and I thought, oh my God, that's the kind of music I want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was going to the record company the next day, and they said, oh, Bonnie, come on, that's Jim Steinman, you know, he's busy until the next century, you know? yeah, I don't think he'll do it. I said, well, you know, ask him. You won't know unless you ask. And they did ask him, and Jim wanted to meet me. I went over to New York. I met him. And within 3 weeks, he'd finished writing the song, Total Eclipse of the Heart, that he had started writing years ago. When I heard it, I just cried because it was so beautiful, and he was giving it to me.
Oh, I love it when they've had it for a while and then the right person comes along and it all makes sense. And that's why it's such a great song.
You know, it's also, God knows why, because it's not that easy to sing. I find it quite easy, but it's the number one karaoke song.
It is quite dramatic. We love it.
We were talking about that just before we got on the phone to you. It's one of the songs that we'd love to sing at karaoke, but love to be able to give a fair crack, you know. But when you have a hit that soars as big as Total Eclipse of the Heart, do you get a little bit, you know, I've got other songs as well, guys.
Yeah, but I do love singing that song. You know, you can't help it because everybody, as soon as that piano starts, you know, and turn around, everybody's singing, you know.
Sweet.
And it's wonderful.
So your voice has been described as a smoky, husky thing of wonder. Who were your musical influences when you were honing that smoky, husky thing?
Tina Turner, Janis Joplin.
Yes.
Wilson Pickett, and Etta James and people like that. Oh, I love
the classics. Yes,
and Bonnie, you mentioned Meatloaf and Steinman, and you know, particularly Meatloaf. Those video clips of his were incredibly theatrical. Was that the same sort of place and the same people that worked on the film clip for Total Eclipse of the Heart, which was one of the most theatrical film clips of its time?
I actually hate making videos. I'm not a natural behind the camera. But it was nominated for a Grammy Award. It was nominated for 2 Grammys, one for the best song, one for the best video. But I lost out to Michael Jackson and Billie Jean.
Well,
that's not bad, is it?
Pretty tough year. Listen, you were what's this about you being blamed for the hole in the ozone? I grew up in the 80s. I may have to take a little bit of responsibility for that. Could never have too much hairspray.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I used to have the big curly hair then, and it was like half a can of aerosol every night on it, you know. I mean, I had to keep away from fires. Actually, I did catch fire once.
Oh, no.
Is that right?
We were in Germany in a bloody Italian restaurant. There was candles everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, we were having a laugh and I was passing the drinks and the food around and my hair got caught in the candle. Oh, my God.
Oh, somebody's yelling out, Bonnie, turn around. Yes, I do love the song.
Drop and roll. Well, the live show is tonight.
Might be a couple of tickets left. Ticketmaster.com.au. It's been a pleasure, Bonnie Tyler.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete. Made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.